Hello, and welcome to The Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang. I am your host, Elliot Miller, for this Monday, February 13th, 2012. Jeff will be back tomorrow, but today I'll be bringing you the news. Black Crusade Collector's Edition will begin shipping this week. The ruinous powers have taken notice of your patience and devotion, and the time of your reward is at hand. Black Crusade Collector's Edition will begin shipping from Fantasy Flight Games Warehouse this week. This incomparable tome is bound in crimson leather, with copper-gilded edges adorning its acid-free pages. On the front of the book, a gold-embossed Star of Chaos displays your loyalties for all to see. Likewise, the masterfully sculpted resin outer case displays a stylized Star of Chaos, the 8 points dripping with the blood of the unworthy as a horrific demon emerges from its center. Black Crusade Collector's Edition includes 16 pages of exclusive bonus content, featuring pre-generated characters with unique backstories, statistics, and art. Held in place inside the book, you'll find a personalized writ of execution, proclaiming your heresy to the galaxy and calling for your immediate death in the name of the Corpse Emperor. This heavy cardstock sheet, rendered to give it the appearance of an aged parchment, is affixed to the inside front cover of the tome. The writ is easily removable and leaves behind no damage or extra adhesive should you choose to frame or otherwise display it. Or you can permanently leave it in place. And whether you use your own name or invent a fearsome persona, your chosen moniker will be handwritten in expert calligraphy, declaring your villainous intentions throughout the Imperium of Man. It's not too late to order yours, although hundreds of Chaos devotees have already reserved their copies of this remarkable collectible, a limited number remain unclaimed. Visit FFG's web store today to place an order before they're all gone. For those who are unfamiliar with Black Crusade, it is a role-playing game set in the Warhammer 40K universe. FFG describes it as a remarkable standalone RPG that offers players an entirely new perspective on the conflict between the Imperium of Man and the forces of Chaos. This groundbreaking concept delivers the unprecedented opportunity to play as a disciple of the Dark Gods, whether as a Chaos Space Marine or a human servant of Chaos. The Black Crusade Core Rulebook contains everything you need to start your adventure in the Warhammer 40K universe, and this exclusive collector's edition is available in a very limited quantity. Only 750 were printed for just $149.95. Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro announced new franchise to launch this year. Last Friday, Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro announced the launch of a new franchise entitled Kaijudo, Rise of the Duel Masters. Kaijudo will provide multi-platform entertainment that the whole family will enjoy, featuring an online game, trading card game, and a television series produced by Hasbro Studios and airing in the U.S. on the Hub TV network. As a world leader in creating compelling entertainment featuring stories and fantastic artwork in a variety of expressions, Wizards is looking forward to unleashing the excitement of Kaijudo this year, said Greg Leeds, president of Wizards of the Coast. We are thrilled to be working with the talented team at Hasbro Studios and leveraging the growing popularity of the Hub to bring this unique franchise to the U.S. market. Kaijudo offers an inspiring story about a young hero, Rey, who possesses the rare ability to befriend and duel alongside fantastical creatures from a parallel dimension. It's up to Rey to master the ancient art of Kaijudo in order to protect both worlds. Through the online game, the TCG, and the TV series, kids will be immersed in a world of fast combat and deep strategy, where they will develop strong, unique bonds with powerful and edgy characters, leading them in a battle to save humanity from annihilation. The Duel Masters TCG is a perennial Japanese market leader for boys 8 to 12, with millions of fans playing the Duel Masters TCG in Japan over the past 10 years. Kaijudo adapts this highly successful TCG to a new story and product line that are sure to connect with a new generation of kids around the world. The Battle of Fontenoy from Clash of Arms Games is available for pre-order. Fontenoy, 11 May 1745. Marechal de Saxe and the French Army Ascendant brings the highly successful Battles from the Age of Reason series to the War of the Austrian Succession. Fontenoy is a tight contest between the greatest general of the war, Maurice de Saxe, commanding French troops behind defensive works against the inexperienced Duke of Cumberland, who commands a mixed group of Allied troops. Fontenoy includes several nationalities not yet seen in the Battles from the Age of Reason, or BAR, series: French, Dutch, Hanoverians, and English troops on the continent, and offers a tactical situation far different from any other BAR game. Aside from the classic historical battle in which the Allies try to breach the French defenses, variant rules allow the Allies to try to outflank the French, add more forces to both sides, and even take away the French defenses for a straight-up contest on the plains of Flanders. There are 9 scenarios in all, and a multitude of optional rules so that gamers can tailor the battle to their tastes. Also included is the Battle of Melle, 9 July 1745. This is a complete battle with a small number of counters per side, played out on a half-size map. Melle is a rare meeting engagement, and is a swirling, chaotic battle as each side seeks to obtain their objectives before night falls. Melle is a quick-playing game ideal for BAR beginners, or for those who want to play out a full battle in one sitting. You can pre-order Fontenoy for $64 at clashofarms.com. WizKids announces reprint of Mage Knight to arrive in April. Yes, WizKids Games has announced the timing for the English reprint of its 2011 smash hit epic fantasy board game, Mage Knight, by acclaimed designer Vlada Shavatil. The response to the Mage Knight board game upon its initial release in November of 2011 was so overwhelming that the first production run, which was anticipated to sustain the market for the entirety of the calendar year, was sold out in just 20 days. The Mage Knight board game throws you and up to 3 other Mage Knights into the sprawling and ever-changing world of the Atlantean Empire, a land that is but a distant memory since your transformation into a mysterious Mage Knight. Build your armies, defeat bands of marauding enemies, and eventually conquer cities in the name of the mysterious Void Council. As a Mage Knight, you must control your reputation and walk the line, or embrace the role of benevolent leader or brutal dictator. Accumulate fame and experience to acquire powerful spells and abilities, and then use your power to influence units to join your ranks. Will you destroy an ancient draconum and gain favor with the people, or burn down a monastery to steal the powerful artifact hidden there? Both paths may lead to victory, but the decision is yours to make. The Mage Knight board game comes with a variety of campaign options, allowing you to play both competitively or cooperatively. Will your path intertwine with your fellow Mage Knights as you quest to conquer the Atlantean cities, or will you be sleeping with one eye open? Look for your opportunity to live the adventure starting on April 18th, when Mage Knight will be available to North American retailers once again. PrezCon is coming to Charlottesville, Virginia in just 1 week. From February 22nd to the 26th, you will be able to join in their annual Winter Board Game Convention Fun at the Doubletree in Charlottesville. There are over 90 planned tournaments, including games such as War of the Ring, Ticket to Ride, Puerto Rico, Twilight Struggle, Hammer of the Scots, Seven Wonders, War of 1812, and many more. There will also be open gaming and a gaming library, plus a dealer's room. PrezCon Dealer's Room offers an opportunity to pick up the outstanding games you've been playing at the convention and to find more games to keep you busy the rest of the year. Dealers include Clash of Arms, Columbia Games, Collins Epic War Games, GMT, Lock and Load, Mayfair, Our Game Table, Worthington Games, Z-Man Games, and more. So, if you have the winter board game blues and you just can't wait for the summer convention season to begin, then PrezCon is for you. Visit PrezCon.com, PrezCon, for tickets and details. And finally, the secret is out. Nicolas Cage is a vampire. On last Friday's episode of Late Night with David Letterman, Letterman confronted Cage with the unmistakable proof, a Civil War-era photograph featuring someone bearing an uncanny resemblance to Nicolas Cage. The photograph was put up for auction on eBay back in September, with the poser actually providing his own theory. The auction stated, "Personally, I believe it's him and that he's some sort of walking undead slash vampire, etc., etc., who quickens slash reinvents himself once every 75 years or so. 150 years from now, he might be a politician, the leader of a cult, or a talk show host. My theory is that he allows himself to age to a certain point, then the actor, Nicolas Cage, will die. But in reality, the undead vampire Nicolas Cage will have rejuvenated himself and appear in some other part of the world, young again and ready to start all over. From time to time, somebody might mention to him that he bears a slight resemblance to the young version of that dead American actor, whose name they can't recall, but eventually those occurrences will stop altogether. Unfortunately, the $1 million price tag on the auction wasn't met, and the auction itself disappeared. The actor vehemently denied his undead status on Letterman, stating that for one, he does not drink blood, and for two, he has a reflection the last time he checked. While it's all a bunch of silliness, Cage's resemblance to the photo is pretty amazing. The one thing that argues in the actor's favor is that there's no question that he has aged. Just look at his punked out performance in Valley Girl, then compare that to National Treasure 2 or Ghost Rider, and you'll see the truth. If he really was immortal, would he let his hair fall out like it has? Well, that's all the news I have for today. Jeff will be back tomorrow with a whole new slew of fresh, hot-off-the-griddle gaming news. Until then, thanks for listening.
The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.